Let's do this. Woo! Ring the bell. This is Between the Ropes.
Oh, you're going for the dirt, for the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's time to get Between the Ropes. Between the Ropes.
Hey, everybody. It's the Between the Ropes podcast. Brian Fritz here. Thanks for listening to the podcast. It is WrestleMania week. Finally, WrestleMania 32, less than a week away in Dallas, Texas. I know there's plenty of people that are kind of down on this year's WrestleMania when it comes to the build. I say this every year, though. When it comes to WrestleMania, the event itself, I would say if you haven't been to one, you need to go to one. You at least have to go to one WrestleMania to experience it, because what you see on TV doesn't do justice to how big WrestleMania really is. And I'm going to be very curious to see this one being in AT&T Stadium in Dallas. I know they're talking about 100,000 people. And there's a lot of talk, too, about can they actually get to 100,000? Will the capacity really be 100,000 people? Even if it's not, it's going to be close. There's going to be a ton of people there. That stadium is state-of-the-art. It's crazy how many bells and whistles and toys and a huge monitor that they've got there. So it's going to be a fun time. And I think for WrestleMania itself, I think there's going to be a lot of different things that come out of that show. I think the show itself can be very, very good. There's a lot of intrigue with some different matches, Shane and Undertaker, Roman Reigns, and Triple H. So I'm looking forward to this show. I'll be out there during the week. I'll be covering everything, a lot of different things that I hope to have between the different places that I work at. Of course, just follow me on Twitter. That's the easiest way to keep up with everything I'm going to be doing. It's at Brian Fritz. So follow me there, and I'll be doing a bunch of different video interviews later in the week. And I'll turn that around to podcasts and some different articles and things I'll be doing as well. But I've got a couple of interviews right here. You don't even have to wait till later on in the week, because it is WrestleMania week. So coming up later, I'll have a conversation with NXT Women's Champion Bayley. But I mentioned WrestleMania, the main event. Well, we'll see if it's actually the final match on the show. I think it's going to be the final match on the show. Roman Reigns facing Triple H for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. And there's a lot of talk about that one. How's the crowd going to react? And I think we all know how the crowd's probably going to react when it comes to Roman Reigns and what the outcome of that match could be. And there's a lot of little twists and turns and whatnot, and we'll have to see how that plays out. But for the second year in a row, Roman Reigns is in the main event of WrestleMania. So here is my interview with Roman Reigns. Let's start about the Mania announcement for next year, because you're a Florida guy. You grew up in the state. You still live in the state. What's it like having WrestleMania come back to Orlando next year?
I'm so pumped, man. Every WrestleMania is cool, no matter where you're at. You know, the experience of access. But for me, just to be, you know, I live in Tampa, you know, and to be home, to be in Florida. And you know, for me, I've always been a Florida boy, so, you know, I've always, you know, felt the responsibility to represent. You know, I've always believed in representing your hometown and where you come from. And for me, I'm a proud Floridian. I'm a proud Pensacolian. We represent the 850, and it's phenomenal that, you know, I can do it with the WWE family now.
So the last time WrestleMania was in Orlando, it was 8 years ago. What were you doing 8 years ago?
8 years ago, I was still playing football, I believe. That was 2008. I was possibly in Canada at the time playing CFL football. I was in the last bit of my career in football, yeah.
Does it feel like it's been that long ago since the transition to go from you were playing football and you're up in Canada to now where you are in WWE?
No, not at all. I mean, and sometimes I don't even think about like up to 8 years. Sometimes I kind of limit myself to like 5 years back, because that's kind of when I broke into the business, almost 6 years ago. So that's what's crazy. It's just time's flying, man. You know what I mean? And sometimes I feel like, it's just me, because we're on the road and we're just, you know, bouncing from town to town, different time zones all over the world. But it's not, because, you know, you have everything, at home, and it's flying by there too. So it's madness, man. My little girl's 8, you know, so life is, it feels like it's passing me by.
Well, like you said, you've been doing this now for almost 6 years. Did you ever think that you would be, at this point in your career, getting ready to main event your second WrestleMania?
Man, when I first started wrestling, I was just so focused on not getting wedgies from the trunks. You know? I wasn't even thinking. There were many moments where, you know, thinking about main event WrestleMania wasn't even in the mind frame at that point, you know. But, you know, because there's so many different things to adjust to in this life. You know, then, you know, inside the ring, outside the ring. Once you think you figured it all out, then, you know, something pops up on you. But, you know, for me, the main goal was always to work for that top spot, to be in a place that you can make a difference, not only for yourself, but for everybody else. And that, you know, in the position I'm at, that's where you can make things happen. That's where you can build that future for your family and, you know, create a lot of good times for everybody if things are done properly.
So last year you're getting ready and you main evented WrestleMania against Brock Lesnar. This year you're getting ready to have the championship match against Triple H. Does it feel any different going into WrestleMania this year compared to last year?
Yeah, I was talking to my cousins about that the other day. It's kind of crazy because I'm not nervous by any means. But it's like a cool calm because I feel like, you know, my experience level has risen. You know, for everything that I did last year, I just kind of absorbed it like a sponge and just, you know, took note of everything and how I felt. So now I'm going into this with, you know, the opportunity and know what I've done before and know what I need to do. So, you know, now it doesn't feel as bad, but I guarantee you, just like any other performance, as soon as it's getting close, you know, as soon as those boots go on and I start throwing that vest on, and the nerves are going to come, you know, and hopefully they don't hit too heavy, because on a day where they can come in, you know, on a different rate, it's a day like WrestleMania.
I was going to say, last year's WrestleMania against Brock, how physical was that match, and how long did it take you to recover from it? Because you guys are really throwing some haymakers in there.
Yeah, well, and that was a thing, you know, for me, the physicality part, you know, that I've always done well with that. And, you know, fighting a guy, you know, going out there with a guy like Brock, you know, it's like being out there with a big bull. It can be rough from time to time, but, like, you know, that I signed up for the physicality. I've been, you know, running into people, you know, my whole life, you know, playing football and every sport under the sun. So for me, that's what made it a little bit easier, is that it wasn't that, you know, you had this, you know, tricky, you know, complicated in and out story. It was more what you see is what you get. And, you know, I told myself, hey, just go out there and dance with that bear for a little bit and you'll be fine.
What has this last year been like for you? Because there was a lot of people that thought you were going to leave WrestleMania last year as the champion, and you didn't because Seth Rollins came in at the end. Since then, though, you've won the championship twice, and you're going for it again. And the reaction from the audience is still somewhat mixed, depending on what shows you go to.
Well, yeah, that's what's cool for me is, you know, it's the old football, you know, persona hadn't really left me. You know, sometimes it feels like home games, sometimes it feels like away games, but, you know, pretty much. Whenever I'm out there, it seems to be pretty loud. So as long as they're reacting, as long as they're, you know, paying, they're paying, you know, hard earned money. You know, I've had a job and, you know, where money was a struggle, and we didn't have the opportunity to go out to eat and do things that we wanted to do. So I say, if you earned your money, no matter how you did it, you should spend it how you want. And if that's what brings you joy, if you want to boo me, boo me. If you want to cheer me, cheer me. Either way, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to bust some ass and, you know, try and do it again the next day.
Why do you think you're getting that negative reaction from some people? I know it's usually the most vocal people, and it's a lot of guys, but why do you think you're still getting that reaction?
Yeah, I think there's you know, a few different reasons why. You know, I think, you know, you could name a bunch of them. I don't think we could actually put a finger on one and say this is the reason why. But typically, if you hear the boos, it generally is grown men my age. And I'm not really in this business for the grown men. I'm in this business, you know, for the families, and that's what we are. We're a PG product. We're a family-based product. We're here to entertain families and give them enjoyment. You know, if you're a 30-year-old man and you want to flip me off at a kid show, then, hey, like I said, you paid your money, but just be careful because you could get kicked out.
Yeah, has it ever bothered you when it comes to the reaction from the fans, or is it just something that you've been able to put aside?
You know, no, I you know, there's nothing to complain about as far as reactions, because we're storytelling here and not everybody's going to, you know, have the same opinion about the story. My only concern is that, you know, you're just setting a bad example. I've seen grown men flip me off when there were children right there. I mean, there was a guy who got kicked out of one of the shows this weekend because I'm pretty sure he's drunk. He got kicked out before I got out there. But, I mean, he's going nuts, screaming and cussing, acting like a fool when there's children right next to him. So that's just something we have to keep in mind. You know, and a lot of times, you know, these pay-per-views and these Monday Night Raws, you know, they're on school night, so it is a lot more, you know, of a grown-up feel environment. So I think if you just, you know, pick and choose and just think, you know, with logic, everything will be all right. But, yeah, that's just one thing I think. We got to be concerned with the example we're setting here, because – at a show, I'm not the only role model. You know, I mean, these kids are looking, they're sitting right next to these other grown-ups, and they're seeing how these people act. So that's just a reflection of what they see, and they're probably going to act the same way, maybe.
So clear this up. How is your nose, and what surgery did you actually have on it?
My nose is doing a lot better. You know, I can breathe, and it's straight. So that's good. And that was kind of what we were hoping for, is to knock out two birds with one stone. I had a deviated septum, which, if you're not familiar with that, it's pretty much the middle part that divides, the divider of the nose. So it's kind of the inside of the nose, and it was broken into pretty much like a S or a Z type, you know, look. So one of my nostrils was smaller than the others, and due to travel, I go in and out of allergies. So anytime I would get any type of allergies, it would, you know, it makes your nostrils swell up and you can't breathe and you get congested. And I pretty much couldn't breathe out of one nostril at that point, and then it would close up the other one. So I pretty much had half a nostril to breathe out of. So we needed to get that fixed. And so they went in and they fixed the deviated septum. The outer part of my nose had been pretty much, you know, crooked and hit so many times, you know, over the past 6 months that it just kind of bowed on me. So they went ahead and straightened that out for me. That way we wouldn't have to do this all over again and take another 2 weeks or 3 weeks off. So it was something I just needed to get done. That way I could breathe and continue to perform.
Was there a concern about the timing of it, considering that, I mean, it's something that obviously needed to be done, but, you know, it's in WrestleMania season, and you never know what can happen when you go under the knife.
Yeah, no, it was something that it, the timing wasn't great by any means, but it was just one of those necessary things. And that was the toughest part, is, you know, when's the best time to do this? Well, yeah, it definitely isn't before Mania, but it's not like this thing turns off. That's the problem we have, is there's no time to rest for us, because we have no off season. We have a lot of content to fill. So it makes for, you know, a lot of work days. So for me, I just try to fit it in, you know, what was going to be the best time for me, which I think we were able to nail that, because, you know, we were able to do some cool stuff storyline wise, and which allowed me enough time to get it fixed and to recharge my battery, because, you know, I've been running for, you know, a solid, you know, year and a half now, and it can add up when you don't have an off season.
Oh yeah. So the last couple of times that we've seen you on TV, you've come out the ramp like everybody else instead of through the crowd. Is that going to be the norm going forward?
I think so. You know, we're getting to a point now where it's just full, you know, gas pedal down, you know, no BS, trying to get to that ring as fast as possible, you know, because that's where the business is going to go down. So I think that's going to be the best bet, you know, that straight shot to get in there.
Cool. Last thing. So your cousin The Rock is obviously going to be at WrestleMania as well. Do you think the two of you will ever have a match?
I don't know. It depends. Depends on what goes down at Dallas. I would think you have to tune in, check it out.
You want a match with him?
He's The Rock. He's the biggest movie star, and biggest name in Hollywood right now. Why wouldn't I want to punch that in the face a couple times?
And you got to punch Vince McMahon in the face. I mean, that'd be quite the twofer.
Yeah, that's the big head on my wall right there. That's the big trophy there. He's a madman. He's a true 70 years old, and I think he's going on like 25. I was surprised he didn't just nip up off the apron and shake that punch off, because he's been through just about anything and everything, and dealt with some craziness in his day. So he's a great trooper for that.
Can you get a picture of that moment and have him autograph it for you?
I might have to use that suggestion. I don't know if any. Even that's what might have him fire me if I try to do that.
No, he'll be good with it. I think
you can be in the face all you want, kid, but I'm not signing that off yet.
No, see, that's great. That's like the time that Robin Ventura got his butt kicked by a 50-year-old Nolan Ryan on the mound, and then he got a picture of it and he had him autograph it. So
yeah, right.
It's all good and fun and games, man. So. Well,
yeah,
I really
tell that to a billionaire.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I really appreciate the time, man. I'm glad everything's going great, and I'm looking forward to seeing the match at WrestleMania. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks, man. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for the interview, man.
You got it. Good talk with Roman Reigns. He's a great guy. I know there's a lot of people that don't like Roman because he's been put in this position. He's been catapulted there so quickly. There's pluses and minuses that come with that. When it comes to Roman, I think he's got a lot of confidence. You're not going to turn that position down if it's offered to you. I mean, come on. He's a really good wrestler, especially for his experience level, because he's been doing this for almost 6 years. Almost 6 years, and he's already a really good wrestler. He can be better, and I think he will continue to get better. But this is a guy that, like I said, he hasn't even been in the business for 6 years yet. So I think he's pretty good. I think he's pretty damn good for his experience level. Obviously, he needs to get better at promos. I don't think WWE has done him justice with scripting him as much as they have and not being able to really find that Roman Reigns character. They're giving him verbiage that just doesn't connect with him. I think there's a different way you could do that with Roman and make him be a lot better. But, I think that if people want to get on Roman, that's perfectly fine. You're entitled to your own opinion, but I think he's extremely good, and I think he's going to continue to get better, and I want to see what happens at WrestleMania, because maybe there's a heel turn coming at Mania, or maybe the night after, maybe not. Maybe they're going to continue to fight the crowd reaction when it comes to Roman Reigns. I really think that if they wanted to, they could, end WrestleMania with him, and he could get booed out of the building, probably, and you could turn him heel the next night, because he would be, hey, look at what I've done, and you guys are still booing me. I had the biggest night of my life, and you guys are trying to ruin it. You could do a heel turn off of that. There's been some talk from some people that think maybe they could do a double turn, in that match. So it's going to be an intriguing match. I really think that Roman Reigns and Triple H, bottom line, are going to have a really good match, and we'll have to see exactly what comes out of it. I'm not totally discounting that Triple H doesn't leave with the championship. I doubt it, but you never know what could happen. I think it's unlikely to happen, but there's still a chance, and you're holding on to that chance. So, well, when it comes to WrestleMania weekend, though, especially for WWE events, as big as WrestleMania is, there is a ton of buzz surrounding the NXT TakeOver show in Dallas the previous Friday night, and that is a stacked card. Nakamura making his WWE debut. He's going to be taking on Sami Zayn. We have the NXT Heavyweight Championship on the line with Finn Balor taking on Samoa Joe, and the Women's Championship up for grabs as well with Bayley taking on Asuka. Those matches should all be fantastic, and there's more on there too. Austin Aries against Baron Corbin's on there as well, and some others. So it's going to be a fantastic show. And I got an opportunity to speak with the NXT Women's Champion Bayley leading in to that event. So here is my interview with Bayley. I know you're getting ready for NXT TakeOver in Dallas. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for that title match against Asuka as you sit here right now?
I would say about 12. I'm really excited. She's like one of the best that I've ever seen, and I'm excited to try to prove to myself that I can, take someone on as her someone as good as her.
So where is there a fine line between excitement and nervousness before a big match like this?
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I think it kind of mixes into one feeling. Like, part of my excitement is how nervous I am. Like, sometimes before I'm just standing behind the curtain and I'm like, why do I do this to myself? Why do you do this? Why do you do this? And then as soon as I get out there, like, everything goes away. But I'm like so nervous. Like, weeks leading up to TakeOver, I would say like 2 or 3 weeks before any TakeOver match, I would just feel like I'm not really myself, and I'm not really like, I'm kind of like a loner, and it's all I'm thinking about. So it's like so much nerves going into it, but like good nerves.
Well, last year, which match was more nerve-wracking for you leading up to it? The match against Sasha in Brooklyn, which was the biggest NXT audience ever, or the rematch at TakeOver Respect, where you two had the rematch and it was in the main event for the Iron Man match?
I think every match that I have, I always feel like I'm more nervous than the last one. But I think if I had to compare the two, I'm going to say the Iron Man match, because I know it was a smaller crowd and everything, but I thought it just meant more to the company as a whole, being the first ever women to be in an Ironman match and the first ever women in a main event. It was just like pressure, but like good pressure, and to be making history. And to, I also needed to defeat Sasha and prove that like it wasn't a fluke in Brooklyn. So it was a lot on my mind, but it was definitely way more nerve-wracking and stressful going into that one.
Last year was a huge year for you, obviously, becoming the NXT Women's Champion and the outstanding matches that you had with Sasha and so many others. Can you think that you could have a more satisfying year than what you had last year?
I hope so. I expect to. You know, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but I want to do this for a really long time. I want to work with WWE for forever, and I hope that I can have another successful year, maybe just as successful or a little bit more. I always want to push myself to be better than I was, so it's going to be hard, because definitely last year was just special and just a very important year in my career, very pivotal, but I just want to be better.
Well, after you won the women's championship, did you feel any different or think, okay, now I need to assume a different role, a leadership role, now that I am the champion here in NXT?
Yeah, definitely. I knew I've always kind of tried to be a leader. Even as girls were going up to WWE, I've kind of moved closer to being the actual leader and being the longest diva in the locker room. So I always knew that this time was going to come. But once I became the champion, I knew that I was going to have girls looking up to me, and as far as in the locker room, and just I had to lead by example, and I always have to be the first person there, the last person to leave, the hardest worker in the room, and be able to help wherever is needed and everything. So definitely keeping hold of the title, I just have to, just conduct myself way more professionally, always watch myself, and be the face for the company that I need to be.
Did you ever feel like you held yourself unprofessional backstage, hanging out with everybody?
No. I just always knew that being champion, I would always have eyes on me. And if there's a girl who kind of just started that day, say, I knew she was going to be, if she's going to watch anybody, like how to act or where she should put her bags or what she should be doing when we're setting up the ring, she would look at the champion. So I knew I had to always be working and always be, you know, doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
So was it tough once Sasha and Charlotte and Becky Lynch, who you're obviously very tight with the four horsewomen and everything, but once they went to the main roster, was that tough for you, that transition, being the NXT champion without them around?
It was a little bit, but it was, I honestly think I've been learning the most about myself and as a performer and wrestler since they've been gone, because I've been working with, you know, less experienced girls and all kinds of different styles, like Nia Jax and soon Asuka. So I'm kind of challenging myself in different ways that I wouldn't have if they were still here. And I guess mostly like with them being gone, I kind of just miss having them around. Like when we do these shows, like returning to Columbus where we went, or Cleveland where we've had fatal four-way matches. Just certain things, I just miss having them around because they've been here since I started. So it's a little bittersweet, but I do miss wrestling them because they're just amazing. But I know that the time will come again. But I'm having fun with the girls that are here right now.
I know you've been with NXT and even before that for a brief period of time with Florida Championship Wrestling for a little over 3 years now. Does it feel like it's been that long since you had your debut match?
It doesn't. Everything's just been flying by. And it's crazy. I was just talking about this with Carmella. We were just talking about like WrestleMania last year. And I remember it so vividly. I remember all my matches at Access and everything. It's just... It's moving too fast, and I don't like it. But, yeah, it doesn't feel like I've been here that long, especially being the champion now. I can't believe that in just 3.5 years that I'm able to be at the top compared to, like, where I first started, where I was literally – I remember my first match was against Paige. It's just crazy now that we're all in different spots, but, you know, still holding it down.
Now, that first match, you debuted – you had a mask on, right?
Yeah, in FCW, I did have a mask. It was just something we were trying out and just an idea we had, and I thought it would be cool to be a little luchadora. And I had, like, because my trainer from back home, Jason Styles, he kind of trained in lucha also, so there's a few things that I learned from him that I really, like, took a liking to, and my grandma loved Lucha Libre, so I thought it would be cool. But it just, well, after the first match, it was just like, this is, I'd rather just be myself. This is a little weird.
Do you still have that mask?
No, I don't.
Oh.
It wasn't mine.
Wasn't yours even?
It wasn't mine. It was just something someone had given to me, and I just tried it out. And then if it worked out and I liked it, I was going to make like a million of them. But no, secret, it wasn't mine.
Well, obviously, you changed pretty quickly when we saw the Bayley persona that you have now. When did you realize that you had something there and it really clicked with you and with the audience?
I guess it was just a promo class. I was really bad at promos. I wasn't used to doing them. I just cut like generic wrestling promos all the time. And then one day Dusty Rhodes had me cut a promo about Summer Rae, and it just started. I just sounded like this huge fan of hers, and it just came off really natural because that's who I really am. I'm just such a huge fan of like WWE. So it just became like a super fan thing, and it was just so easy and natural, and I loved it. And then it kind of just clicked with everybody. Everybody like conjointly like loved it. And then once it got on TV, I didn't know if it was going to work or not, but I think everybody was able to relate with me as far as the fans, because we're all just fans of this. That's why we're here.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, I mean, you've worked so well because you're genuine, you have a great personality, you have this ability to make people smile, a special connection with fans, and also with your peers as well. Have you always kind of had this ability to, you know, make people smile or get along with everybody and kind of affect people in this way?
I hope everyone likes me in our backstage now. I've always, like, my sister would always tell me that... when I was in middle school, she would always say that once you get to high school, you're going to be like the most popular kid. Like, just because I won like best personality in eighth grade for like in my yearbook and stuff like that. I think it's, I don't know. I just I'm easy to get along with. I'm kind of like laid back. I don't really sweat like the petty things and all that stuff. So I don't know if maybe that's it. I don't really dislike anybody, or if people dislike me, I don't know why, and I just try to, like, keep myself, so maybe it's just a little bit of laid back, and, yeah.
Well, I think it's, yeah. I think you're genuine about your passion for this, for the business and what you do, and not only for what you do, but seeing everybody else be successful as well, and it's, you know, it's funny to see, you know, so many of your other peers, whether it's Carmella or Finn Balor or Kevin Owens or whoever it is, always putting on social media like you cannot have a bad time if you're going to be around Bayley. It always lifts the spirits of people, you know, that you work with, and obviously with the crowd as well.
Yeah, I'm really lucky to have such a great roster around me. Everybody, and if the fans could get to know everybody like they've gotten to know me, they would know that everybody just kind of has the same. Everybody's so funny and everybody makes me laugh, so it's kind of hard never to not be in a good mood. working here.
We know about your great friendship with Carmella, little Bay Mella there. But so now, where did the kind of the special friendship that we now see that's even played out at some different events come about with Finn Balor? Because you two have had some pretty fun interactions as of late on some shows.
Yeah, that was just, I think, one of the shows that he was injured. He hurt his ankle, so we kind of just needed a way to, like, how can we still make him a part of the show? And me and him are, like, good friends, and I think it's really cool that we're both champions at this time, because Kevin Owens and Sasha Banks were champions, and they never allowed themselves to have the fun that Finn and I can have. So we're just like, man, what can we do? We always want to go the extra mile for, like, to make the fans have a good time, you know, rather than they don't just have to see us in matches to have a good time. So we came up with the Finn Balor entrance, and then it got such a great response on social media and at the show that he's like, man, I want to do yours. And then he did mine, and then just like the Dirty Dancing thing all kind of came together. Everything, it just kept getting funnier and funnier. Like, we were just having a good time putting different ideas together.
So did you have to practice his entrance, or did you already have it down pat?
Yeah, I had it down. I've watched him rehearse it a couple times, and I've watched it so much on the show. So I think everybody can do their entrance. Any fan could probably do it. It's pretty, you can't forget that type of entrance.
Obviously, you know, your goal is to get to WWE and be on WrestleMania at some point. You're going to be around WrestleMania again this year, part of the weekend. Is it tough for you to actually watch WrestleMania? Because I know some of the other guys have said, I want to be on that show so bad that it's tough for me to watch it if I'm not going to be on it.
I feel like that anytime I'm watching Raw or anything, but I think this WrestleMania, it'll be, I've said it, I've been saying it for the past few days, and it sounds like really cheesy, but there's so many of my friends that are on the show this year, like Sami Zayn and Kalisto, and especially like the girls with Sasha, Becky, and Charlotte, that I'm gonna have such a good time watching them. Like, I've been watching it by their side for the past few years, and now being able to just watch them on the show, I feel like I am a part of the show. But next year, I'm going to make sure that I am on the show.
Well, I look forward to it, Bailey, and continued success. Enjoy being a fan of yours, and I can't wait to see the match you're going to have against Asuka at TakeOver in Dallas.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bailey is a special talent, and I know she's going to have a special match come Friday night, TakeOver. Bailey taking on Asuka for the NXT Women's Championship. I'm just as excited as anybody when it comes to that show. And that is going to be a fun event if you're going to be there, or even if you're not, and just watch it on the WWE Network. That's a shameless plug. I'm not getting any kind of endorsement for that, but I'm just saying watch that show on Friday night. That is going to be a fantastic event to see Bailey against Asuka, Balor against Joe again. And maybe the repercussions that come for that, because there's been a lot of buzz about could Finn or could Joe be coming up to the main roster, maybe right after WrestleMania. And Nakamura is going to be making his debut there. So, I mean, that's going to be a loaded show. So thanks, everybody, for listening to the podcast. Please subscribe to the Between the Ropes podcast on iTunes or on Stitcher. You can also find the podcast on SoundCloud. Just go to soundcloud.com/Between the Ropes. By the way, if you subscribe, you get the podcast as soon as it comes out. And please rate and review the podcast. That helps out tremendously. You can also go to BetweenTheRopes.com. You'll find it there. And if you want, check out the Tumblr page, BetweenTheRopesShow.tumblr.com. A little tricky, I know, but somebody already gobbled up the Between the Ropes name there. So just tack on show, or just do a search for Between the Ropes and Tumblr. I guarantee you'll find it. So like I said before, I'll be back later on in the week. Some more podcast. In fact, couple days, Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer is going to be on the podcast as we preview WrestleMania and talk more about maybe some of the aftermath about what we think could happen at WrestleMania and how that could play into the summer events for WWE. And then later on in the week, I'll have a bunch of different interviews with WWE superstars as well. Thanks for listening. Talk to you then.
The talking is over.
Thanks for downloading Between the Ropes.
Man, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
For more, go to BetweenTheRopes.com and subscribe to Between the Ropes on iTunes.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.